We continue our learning. We're in Nedarim Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is going to discuss different types of foods that fall into the category of Masa Kedera. We mentioned them in the previous Mishnah as well. Things made in a pot. Something we say, Yored Lekedera. It goes down into a pot. A Kedera is a pot. Is usually we cook food in water in that, as opposed to, and then food that we cook in there, we call them a Masa Kedera. And other things that start out in a kedera, let's say, we boil them a little bit, and afterwards we put them in an ilfis. An ilfis is another type of pot, more like a pan, where we may fry it in oil. And those items are not called Masa Kedera. So here you have a case, the Mishnah says, Mishnah Beis in Perek Vav, Hanoder mi Masa Kedera. A person made a neder that he's not going to get benefit from something that's cooked in a pot. So what does that mean? A neder prohibiting something that's prepared in a pot without mentioning whether the food is going to be soft or we said liquidy or it's going to be solid. So we assume it's referring to a dish that's made of flour or soft bread, which was boiled in a pot. That's what a Masa Kedera was known. According to, and that's the way the Bar Tanura explains what's happening here. And other Rishonim say no, this may include and all foods. And if the final stage is that it's boiled in a pot, it were included in Masa Kedera. And that, or something that you fry in a pan, that would be permitted. So Masa Kedera may be a little bit more limited, as the Bar Tanura claims and the Rambam claims, and like the Rush says, no, it includes many other things. Anything that's as long as the final stage is boiled in a pot, that's also Masa Kedera. Question is, what's included in that? That's a machlokas. So once again, Anosim Masa Kedera, Eino Aser Elomi Maiser Asachta. He's only prohibited to have Maiser Asachta, means boiled food. So boiled food, obviously, is what we're discussing. Is it boiled and in final stage? Or are we specifically talking about this dish boiled in a pot that has flour and soft bread? But that's what's included in that. Omar, let's see, he says, Konam hayored la kedera she'eni toeim. But it doesn't say Maiser Kedera, but rather something that goes down and is placed in a Kedera, I'm not going to taste. So here says the Mishnah, now what do you mean goes into a pot? This is not a specific dish. Sounds like anything that's cooked into a pot. And other Rishonim say that this would include any food that at some point was cooked. So it could be that it was first cooked and it was fried. That also would be something that's Yored La Kedera. And the Mishnah says, Asur b'chol ha-mispashlim, la kedera. This would include anything that's cooked into the kedera is included in yored la kedera, v'sheini toeim. Anything cooked in a pot, and as we said, could be anything that's cooked in a pot the entire time, or anything that's cooked into a pot at any time, even if it's fried later, that's also a machlokas. Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, we begin now when we're going to speak about kavush. Kavush is where something is preserved. In Hilchos, let's say you're a day, we speak about kavush kemavushal, something that's been preserved. Let's say if it's 24 hours, it may have the status almost like something is cooked regarding the transfer of taste. But here, according to some Rishonim at least, we're speaking about the definite article. A person says ha-kavush, or ha-shaluk, or ha-tzali. So maybe that makes a difference. Maybe there's a specific dish that we're speaking about when he says hakavash, not just something that is preserved, but hakavash, that the preserved item. Hatzali, that which the roasted item. Says the Mishnah, min hakavash, a person said, let's say, konam hakavash alai, I'm not getting benefit from anything that falls into the category of hakavash, of that, of the kavash, that this specific thing which is preserved. Eino osterman elamin hakavash al yarak. The only thing that's usher is preserved vegetables. Why? Because when you say ha-kavush, ha-kavush means ha-kavush hayadua, the kavush that everybody talks about. And obviously we're referring to pickled vegetables, so pickled cucumbers, let's say. That's include pickled peppers, tomatoes. That's what we're referring to. We're not referring to another food that may be preserved. What if he says kavush she'eni toeim? Here he doesn't say ha kavush. He says kavush she'eni. I'm not going to taste anything kavush without the hey hayadia. Then asu b'chol hakavushim. Then any food that's been preserved is included in that included in kavush she'eni toeim. why the difference between Shane? Why do you say Shane Toim? It's Lav Dafka. No difference if he said Konam Ani Toim or Konam Kavar Sholai. That's at least according to some Rishonim. Min HaShaluk. Let's say once again, he takes upon him the HaShaluk. We spoke about Shaluk is something that's either overcooked or undercooked. But now he's saying the item that is Shaluk, HaShaluk. Eino Aser Elamin HaShaluk Shel Basar. The only thing that's prohibited based on this neder is the Shaluk, that HaShaluk HaYadua, which is meat. But let's say he said Shaluk She'eni Toeim, then Aser B'chol HaShalukim. But he says Shaluk without the Hei HaYadua, then not only is Basar Shaluk, not only is meat that's overcooked or undercooked Aser, but whatever Shaluk means, but any food that is Shaluk, overcooked, undercooked, let's say vegetables, will be included in that neder as well. What about min hatzali? Here we go again. Hey, hayadia. Eino aser ela min hatzali shel basar. He's referring to meat. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, who claims that hatzali with hey hayadia is only referring to roasted meat. Tzali she'eni toeim aser b'chol atzluyim. Then you're aser to have any food, not only meat, anything that's roasted. That can include roasted vegetables as well. What about min hamaliach? Eino aser ela min hamaliach shel dag. The hamaliach is something salted. The salted item, the maliach hayadua, Lashon Bnei Adam was speaking about herring, let's say, or a salted fish. But if a person says maliach she'eni toeim, I'm not going to taste any maliach, and he doesn't say hey hayadia, asur b'chol ha-maluchim, any food that's been prepared, salted, is going to be prohibited in this neder. So that's the way some Rishonim learn. That's the way the Ran learns and the Meiri learns the Mishnah. However, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rosh understand the Mishnah differently. Then no difference between saying HaKavush and Kavush. It's not about the Hey HaYedia. The difference is, as you noticed, the difference is whether you say either Konam HaKavush or Kavush Alai versus Kavush She'eni Toeim, that I'm not going to taste. That makes a big difference. The difference Sheni Toeim includes all Kavushim, because you said, I'm not going to taste anything preserved. But if you say Kavush, Konam Kavush Alai, even without a Hey Idea, that only refers to the specific Kavush item.